From Marketplace in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. House Republicans in Washington have reached an agreement with the White House to help Puerto Rico restructure its $70 billion of debt. But there are many details that need to be worked out, as Marketplace's Andy Euler reports.
Puerto Rico is one step closer to figuring out what it's going to do about its outstanding debt and address its decade-long recession. Some on the island have been looking toward Washington to step in for a while. Mark Joffe runs Public Sector Credit Solutions. He says some of the bondholders aren't going to be happy because they'll take a haircut, but he thinks their expectations aren't realistic.
So I think when it comes to balancing the various interests involved, the idea that bondholders should expect to get 100% on time in full is a little bit hard to defend.
This bill would create a board that would oversee the island's finances, something a lot of Puerto Ricans oppose. Charles Vinatier Santiago is an associate professor at the University of Connecticut. He likes the idea of the board, but says this bill doesn't actually get at the problem.
Unfortunately, right now, unless there's a bailout or an influx of capital, the government doesn't have the ability to grow the economy.
He thinks this legislation is just the beginning of a grand rethinking of how Washington deals with the territory in the future. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.